Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we continue our discussion of one fun way to travel.
We are talking about all-inclusive resorts in an article called One Price for Everything.
At these resorts, you don't need to worry about how much money you're spending or where you're going to go the next day. Everything is all included.
Yesterday, we talked about some of the pros and cons of going to an all-inclusive resort for vacation. Today, we're learning about even more options for these type of vacations. Let's get into our first reading right now.
One price for everything. Those wishing to give an all-inclusive resort a try can choose from options in many exotic locations. Asia has many, especially in beach destinations like the Maldives, Thailand, Indonesia, and Vietnam. The Maldives is especially known for overwater bungalows and clear blue water. Other properties are right on the beach with ocean views. Many Asian all-inclusive resorts prioritize luxury, wellness, and nature, giving travelers a peaceful and memorable experience.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先来看 prioritize 这个动词，意思是优先处理，按优先顺序排列。譬如 ，By the time they graduate, college students have learned how to prioritize tasks to manage their schedules effectively. 大学生到毕业时，已经学会如何优先处理事务，有效地管理自己的时间表。Prioritize 的名词呢是 priority。意思是优先考虑的事或是优先权。例如 ,anyone striving to be open-minded would do well to make reading broadly a priority. 任何努力想要做个心胸开阔的人都该将广泛阅读列为优先事项。如果将 priority 字尾的 ity 去除就是形容词 prior, 意思是先前的或是事前的。例如Prior to entering the government building, visitors are required to undergo security screening and registration and visibly wear their visitors' passes. 进入这栋政府大楼之前，访客必须接受安全检查，还有登记，并将访客证佩戴在明显的地方。
All right, friends, maybe you are convinced you want to go to an all-inclusive resort.Right now, let's talk about where you could go.
Yeah, I'm curious. Where do I go if I want to stay at an all-inclusive resort? Let's read and find out. Those wishing to give an all-inclusive resort a try can choose from options in many exotic locations. This is a great adjective.
It sure is, that word exotic. Something that is exotic is, well, from your perspective,kind of unusual, maybe it comes from far away, or it's just really interesting.
Here's an example of how you could use exotic in a sentence. They visited an exotic island.
All right, so if you're from the US, something in Asia will be pretty exotic, but if you're already from Asia, you wouldn't call it exotic.
Exactly. Okay, let's keep reading here.Asia has many, especially in beach destinations like the Maldives, Thailand, Indonesia, and Vietnam.
Right, those are all very popular vacation spots. They have some of these resorts. The Maldives is especially known for overwater bungalows and clear blue water.
We see a really interesting word here in this sentence, friends. It's that word bungalows. Bungalows are small one-story houses. Often they're used for vacation.
Yeah, here's another example sentence with that word. The resort has cozy bungalows by the sea.
Well, bungalows and clear blue water sound like a great option to me.
Oh, I have seen pictures of these in the Maldives. They sound fantastic and are definitely exotic.
Okay, well, let's find out about some other options here, friends. Other properties are right on the beach with ocean views. Many Asian all-inclusive resorts prioritize luxury, wellness, and nature. Let's stop there for a moment and talk about a few of these things.
All right, let's start with this word luxury. If we describe something as luxury, it's very comfortable, and often we're associating it with something that's expensive.
Here's an example. The hotel room was full of luxury.
All right, so these might not be things that you have in your home. It feels special and different. So they prioritize luxury, but also wellness.
Okay, well, when we're talking about wellness, we're usually talking about activities that help our health, sometimes our physical health or our mental health, and also activities that help us relax.
If you want to focus on wellness, you might go and visit a spa. Spas focus on wellness programs. They offer things like massages.
Yeah, exactly. So we see here that these all-inclusive resorts often prioritize luxury, wellness, and nature, giving travelers a peaceful and memorable experience. That is something we talked about yesterday, how these resorts often help your vacation be stress-free. So I can see how focusing on wellness could further help you relax.
Yeah, and this sounds great, especially for adults. The one thing I haven't heard us talk about is activities for kids.
Oh, that's a really great point, Garrett. Maybe we'll find out more about those later on in our lesson. Let's find out with our next reading right now.
One price for everything. While beaches are the most common setting for all-inclusive resorts, these resorts can also be found in mountainous regions like the Alps, Rockies, and Andes. These often include rooms, meals, ski passes, guided hikes, and other activities. Jungles and rainforests in Asia, as well as Central and South America, and parts of Africa, place a strong emphasis on nature.
看 mountainous 这个形容词，它是由名词 mountain 加上字尾 ous 所组成的，意思是多山的。譬如 Taiwan's landscape includes both mountainous regions and rocky shorelines。台湾的地形包括多山地区与岩石海岸线。惯用于 mountain to climb， 字面上的意思是要爬的山，可以用来比喻艰巨的任务或是挑战。譬如Memorizing a Chinese paragraph for a script without prior exposure to the language seems like a mountain to climb. 在从未接触过中文的情况下，背诵一段中文剧本就像攀登一座大山一样困难。如果将 mountain 字尾的 ain 去掉 ，mount 也是山的意思，但也可以做动词，是指安装或是把什么固定。Mount A on B 的意思是将 A 安装或架在 B 的上面。譬如 ，Mount your phone on a selfie stick to get a better angle， 把你的手机架在自拍棒上以取得更好的角度。
Friends, picture the location of your ideal all-inclusive resort. Many of you will probably think of a beach vacation.But in this section, we find out there are other options.
I had no idea. I always thought that all-inclusive resorts were on the beach. Let's find out where the other ones are. While beaches are the most common setting for all-inclusive resorts, they can also be found in mountainous regions like the Alps, Rockies, and Andes.
All right, that sure is a different setting. That word setting is the place where something is happening or the surroundings around it. We often use that word when we're talking about where a story takes place.
Let's use that word setting in a sentence. The mountain setting was beautiful.
Okay, so we're talking about the setting for these resorts. We learned that some of them are in the mountains. These often include rooms, meals, ski passes, guided hikes, and other activities.
I heard some great activities there in that sentence, so let's talk about what they are. Ski passes, friends, are tickets to use on ski lifts and slopes.
Yeah, for example, you can buy ski passes before hitting the slopes to go and ski. Often, ski passes can be very expensive, so if it's included with the place you're staying at, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, because usually when you go skiing, you need to pay to use the facilities and location. So it makes sense that at an all-inclusive resort, this would be included.
Absolutely. Okay, you can get ski passes, but also guided hikes. A hike, of course, is a long walk out in nature. And these ones are guided, so they have a guide who's leading you.
That's right. So here's an example, friends. If you go on a guided hike, the guide can show you the best trail to take.
All right, we continue on beyond mountains, jungles, and rainforests in Asia, as well as Central and South America, and parts of Africa, place a strong emphasis on nature.
All right, let's talk about what it means to place a strong emphasis on something. Emphasis, friends, is special importance or focus.
Here's another example sentence. The class puts emphasis on safety.
It makes sense that these locations would focus on nature, because if I were going to one of these places for an all-inclusive resort, I would definitely want to see some of the animals that would be native to that place.
Right, one of these sounds amazing to me, and that would be going to Africa, getting to stay at a really nice place while wild animals are all around.
Yeah, I think I would like to go stay at an all-inclusive resort in the rainforest if I had a choice.
Sounds pretty good. Well, friends, we're not quite done yet, but right now, it's time to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Make sure to pay attention. Ever been in the middle of reading a really good story, eyes wide, leaning forward, when suddenly someone waves a hand in front of your face? Hey, pay attention! That snap back to reality moment is what this phrase is all about. It's like handing over your focus, as if it's money. You have to spend it carefully. Pay attention means to concentrate or direct your mind fully toward something, like listening, watching, or noticing details. We use pay because attention feels like a valuable thing you give away. It's not free. For example, during the magic show, everyone paid attention so they wouldn't miss the disappearing coin trick. Also, if you pay attention in class, the math problems start making sense much faster. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. Focus on is direct and strong, like zooming in with a camera. For example, the coach told the players to focus on the ball instead of the crowd. Concentrate on feels intense, perfect when you need deep thinking. For example, she closed the door and concentrated on finishing her drawing before bedtime. Be all ears is fun and casual, meaning you're listening super carefully. For example, tell me the secret. I'm all ears. I once paid attention to a street performer juggling flaming torches and almost forgot to blink. It was a total wow moment. Paying attention turns ordinary things into adventures. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
One price for everything. Lodges in these places are often fully inclusive, with not only meals, but also guided nature tours, wildlife viewing, and much more. Many of these resorts also pay attention to the impact they have on the environment and emphasize sustainable practices. In the end, all-inclusive resorts are popular because they not only offer comfort, but also ease and fun in one package.
For various reasons, the sound of music made a significant impact on my appreciation for national anthems. 由于种种原因，电影《真善美》深深地影响我对国歌的领悟。Impact 的形容词是 impactful， 意思是有影响力的。例如 ，Parents' emotional and financial support plays an impactful role in their children's career choice。父母的情感与经济支持对子女的职涯选择具有影响力。另外，我们来学一个名词 ，pact， 它的意思呢是协定或是契约。例如 ，The boys in the orphanage made a pact to stay in touch amid their uncertain circumstances。孤儿院里的男孩们立下约定，要在充满变数的环境中保持联络。以上就是今天的 Language Lab。I'll see you next time。
Now, friends, let's talk a bit more about some things that are included in an all-inclusive resort.
We've already talked about bungalows. These are those special little houses that you can stay in on the beach, but now we're talking about a different type of place. This is a lodge.
Okay, a lodge is a small house or a hotel, usually in a natural area.
Okay, so for example, you could stay in a cozy mountain lodge. It's just another type of place you can stay.
Yeah, I do think of that word when I think of the mountains.
Yeah, I also have a different picture in my head between a bungalow and a lodge. A lodge is usually made out of logs or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we see that word at the beginning of this section. Lodges in these places are often fully inclusive with not only meals, but also guided nature tours, wildlife viewing, and much more.
That wildlife viewing sounds like a lot of fun to me, friends. Let's read on and find out what else we can learn here. Many of these also pay attention to the impact they have on the environment and emphasize sustainable practices. Let's review that word sustainable together, friends.
All right, you've probably heard this word a lot, friends. Something that is sustainable is able to continue without harming the environment. Think about using renewable fuels as opposed to things like oil.
For example, you could say, the hotel uses sustainable energy.
Right, they might even have solar panels on the roof. So we're talking here about sustainable practices. Are we practicing a sport here?
No, we're talking about ways of doing things. And oftentimes when we're using practice in this way, friends, we're talking about our habits or the things that we're doing regularly.
Okay, so for example, following good safety practices helps protect you in the outdoors.
What we're talking about in our article is the fact that some of these all-inclusive resorts emphasize sustainable practices. So they're not just having a business out in nature that makes money or profits off of the wilderness. Maybe they're trying to have some type of sustainable practice where they're actually protecting the wildlife in that area.
Yeah, it makes me think of that term that we've talked about before, ecotourism, where you travel to a place, but the money you spend or the things you do kind of helps the community and the natural world out.
I think that's exactly what we're talking about here. But we have more to learn, friends. Let's keep reading. In the end, all-inclusive resorts are popular because they not only offer comfort, but also ease and fun in one package.
All right. Now, pay attention here, friends. That sentence started with this little phrase, in the end. If you're writing a paper in English, you might want to finish your paper or finish your essay with this little phrase. It means finally or after everything is said and done.
We have gotten so much information about all-inclusive resorts, so this is the writer's way of giving her opinion at the end of the article. Here's another way you could use in the end in a sentence. In the end, we had a great time.
Right. There are so many different options for these resorts. In the end, though, I just want to go to one of them.
I know. I think I need to experience this for myself. I'm curious to see how much food I can order and how many things I can do, all with one price.
Absolutely. But Anne-Marie, I was telling you earlier off camera, I think from an American perspective, the one country where everyone goes for these is definitely Mexico. We didn't mention it, but there are a lot of options there.
There are. Mexico is famous for some really wonderful all-inclusive resorts. And I think here in Asia, many people think of Thailand when they think of a good place to go for all-inclusive resorts.
Absolutely. Consider those. Think about some of the other places we talked about. And friends, it's time now for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 those 加现在分词或过去分词句型。这是一种将关系子句改为分词片语的用法。来看这个句子。Those wishing to give an all-inclusive resort a try can choose from options in many exotic locations. 为了简化句子 ,those wishing to 中的关系代名词 who 被省略。而动词 wish 改为表示主动关系的现在分词 wishing， 以修饰复数指示名词 those。如果关系代名词与动词是被动的关系，动词则要改为过去分词。来看例句 ：Those invited to the gala are required to wear formal attire。受邀参加盛会的人必须穿着正式的服装出席。
Friends, we have reached the end of this article, but before we go, let's look at one more talk about it question. What things would you like to see included in an all-inclusive resort package that aren't included?
Well, I guess you'd have to look at what the package is, but I was thinking if you want just to pay one price,you would hope that your airfare or your plane ticket is included.
Oh, so maybe there are some trips like that out there that include the resort fee and the airfare and all the transportation prices as well.
Yeah, I imagine there are some of them, but probably not most of them.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that isn't included, but that might be because I've never been to an all-inclusive resort before.
Yeah, there often are so many things included. The things you eat, the things you do, and the room where you rest at night.
Yeah, I often like to go stay at hotels that have things like a free breakfast and a pool and a workout room. So an all-inclusive resort sounds like it would be an even better version of that.
Absolutely. What do you think, friends? Make sure you talk about this in English and maybe try it out.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.